seems par for the course that at some point teenagers want to rebel. I know I did. So why is that? What's going on in their hearts when they get this urge to rebel? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at the teenagers in your life from a different perspective. Now, I remember when I was a teenager. It was a time of anger and tension and conflict with my parents. You see, I knew that I knew everything, and I knew that they knew nothing. I mean, they were so old-fashioned. They made me have my hair cut short when all my friends had long hair. They made me clean my room every Saturday morning. I mean, come on. All my friends were allowed to have messy rooms. I had to learn the piano, whether I liked it or not. I mean, who did they think they were? Does that sound familiar? I really remember those days. I remember slamming my door shut and with anger in my heart and with tears in my eyes and with my fist thumping the door through gritted teeth, I swore I would never do that to my children, what they did to me. But you know something, years later, I saw the wisdom of their ways. I just wish that someone could have explained to me back then what I know now. Well, you know the saying, you can't put an old head on young shoulders. I guess to some extent, that's true. But you know something? I think sometimes we as parents use that as a bit of a cop-out too. We kind of abdicate our role of teaching our kids to grow up. Because teaching them to grow up is just plain hard work. There's conflict and parents stop talking to their kids. They give up on them. They let them have a messy room. It's just all too hard, you know? And you know what happens then? We stop talking. And life becomes a series of flashpoints and blow-ups, and the relationship deteriorates to a point where there isn't one. I believe that young people today hunger for a sense of family and community. And the whole conflict thing is something that we have to discuss and work through. Yesterday on the program, we looked at the whole process of growing up. And when you stand back from that process, growing up really is about moving from complete dependence when we were little bubs, you know, and we needed our nappies changed and we needed to be fed, to the ability to be independent of our parents. I mean, when we walk out that door for the last time and we go and make our own lives in this world, we have to have the skills and the abilities to do that. Growing up is moving from being incapable of looking after yourself to being capable of looking after yourself. It's a big deal. There's lots of things involved. Just basic physical things. There's managing money. There's working. There's dealing with our emotions. There's caring for other people. There's serving people. All that stuff is hard to learn. And the way God planned it was for us to learn it in our families. But somewhere along the way, our children go from being little kids to being adults. But as teenagers, they're kind of in that not quite yet spot, aren't they? Those teenage years are in between years, and they're so hard. I mean, it's natural for our kids to go from being little children to being teenagers, and they develop and they learn and they become more independent. And there comes a point when they know that they're not kids anymore. And they kind of know that they're not adults yet, but they really, really want to be. Yeah, those in-between years are really tough. And they're typically years that involve quite a bit of conflict. I remember rebelling against my parents, and my father sat me down one day and he said, "Son, this is the way it is. As long as you live under my roof and you eat my food, you'll do what I say. If you don't like it," he pointed at the door and he said, "there is the door." In effect, he said, "I provide, I decide." I hated him for saying that. How dare he? But you know something? As much as I hated it, he was right. Rebellion is when we want our own way. Rebellion isn't unique to childhood or teenage years. You see it in adults all the time. Because some people have never grown up. Some people have never learned to accept authority. I want it my way. Well, get a revelation, you can't always have it your way. And as a teenager, I used to think, when I'm an adult, I won't have to put up with this. Well, wrong. I mean, when I left high school, I went to train as an officer in the army. I became an army officer. I became a senior manager in a corporation. I owned my own business. I mean, I had made it. And then I became a Christian. I went to a Bible college. We had to do chores there. Can you believe it? I had to vacuum people's carpets and clean the toilets. That was really, really good for my ego. And now I'm the CEO of this ministry called Christianity Works, and I speak to millions of people each week through radio. But even today, at age 48, I am subject to a board of directors, godly men and women who exercise authority over me. And you know something? That is the way it should be. Obedience is hard. And there's only one way to learn obedience the hard way. It hurts to be obedient. It hurts when you're a teenager and your parents tell you to do something and you don't want to do it. Jesus went through exactly the same thing. Hebrews chapter 5, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could have saved him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Even though he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Do you get that? Jesus, the Son of God, learned obedience from what he suffered. Obedience is only obedience when we do something that we're told to do that we don't want to do. I mean, let's face it, if it's something we want to do, that's not obedience. If a dad goes to his teenage daughter and said, "Darling, let's go to the shop. I want to buy you an iPod." And she says, "Yeah, sure, Dad. I'll come to the shop." That's not obedience. But if a father says to a son, "Son, clean up that mess in the kitchen that your sister made." What's the son's reaction? "Oh, I didn't make that mess." That's hard. If you're a teenager, listen to me. Sometimes what your parents ask you to do doesn't seem fair. You know why? Because it isn't. It's not what you want to do. It's inconvenient, especially cleaning up something that your brother or your sister did. And if you do it, if you obey your father and your mother, it's going to hurt like hell inside. Do it anyway. Do it with a good heart. You know what happens when we do that? We grow up inside. People, you know, as a teenager, people think that growing up on the outside is growing up. You know, you see young teenage girls at the shops with makeup plastered on and low-cut dresses, and they think they look so grown up. No, they don't. They look like young girls who are trying to look grown up. And you see boys swearing with their mates and acting tough. They think they look grown up. No, they don't. They look like boys trying to look grown up. Look at the example of Jesus again. Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered. Growing up is about learning to lay your life down. It's hard. Growing up is learning to be obedient. When we are obedient to our parents, get this, it matures us like nothing else. It prepares us for life like nothing else. Part of God's plan. That's why God gave us parents. When you're 35 and you're 40 and you're 50, we still have other people exercise authority over us. I know obedience hurts. Do it anyway. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.